Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The right microphone set up here. Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, that smiling devil who's in the picture there for you, the one and only, we call him Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm going through my notes, as I usually do here.
You
before,
do.
Before prep time.
Yep.
I call it prep time. It's a busy week. We have hockey, the Lightning, we're the champs. We have pro football. College football is yet to start in certain areas, but it's going to. I guess, the Pac-12 has decided they're going to play. And then baseball, Major League Baseball, Mike. You and I were taking note of some of the games. There's 16 teams in the playoff because of the format, of the virus format.
Started with 16. And it's going to end up with two.
It's going to end up with two. And there's some upsets already. We'll get into that later. But this is a busy week. This is probably the busiest, I guess, if you could say exciting
week. I like
week.
This time of year.
It's an exciting time of the year. It's an exciting week because this is when, you're starting to get some results to all the efforts over the summer.
You know, they were arguing whether they should have a full baseball season, 162 games. They ended up with 60 games. I'm glad they did because when you get into the fall, as you just mentioned, you got baseball going on heading to the World Series. You got football starting up. You got college football starting up. You got basketball into the finals. And you got hockey that just completed. Everything's going at one time. NASCAR is going on.
Yep.
You got all that kind of stuff. Rugby is hitting big time, Well, I don't know if rugby is or not.
Football down under, I call it.
Football down under. We're here on Sports Byline, CRN Talk, Sirius XM Channel 211, and we're on Facebook Live and Periscope and a bunch of other things. Cindy says, good morning from Melbourne, Australia. Pam is checking in from Georgia. Kathy from Lawndale, California. And good old Bernard from Quebec City says he hopes things are improving in California. Hey, Bernard, we got Governor Gavin Newsom. Things ain't going to improve for a while.
Not for some time now.
Is that right, Fred?
It's not going to improve.
Now,
not unless I drive up to Sacramento. I could do that.
We should bring Gavin on the show. I like Gavin. He's kind of smooth and easy. I've met him a few times. Sent me a few letters.
We used to call guys like that posers.
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 Okay. We'll take a break. Come back with a lot of stuff to talk about today in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution. Call the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only superstar over here. Yeah, bop, bop, bopping away there, buddy. One and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend Hunter Land's End. You name it, he's been doing it.
Well, some call me Sultan. I mean, others call me... Reminded me of my Aunt Georgette out in the valley. When I was about 11 years old, my mom would take us out, my brother and I out there, we'd stay out in Reseda,
right,
and stay there for a couple of weeks during the summertime and just have a lot of fun with my aunt and uncle. And she always says, do you like your name, Freddie? And I said, well, my whole name is John Frederick Dreyer. I wish my mom would have called me John. And she says, I'm going to call you John while you're here. And so she must have used John in a sentence. That she said, John, would you like to have some watermelon, John? Wherever she could drop a John, she would do it. And it was hilarious. And finally, my uncle says, you know, I think he should just call them by what they call them.
I don't know. When you went to the John, did she say John?
She says, you know, you're Johnny. I'm going to call you Johnny. And I'm going to call you Johnny during the day, and then John at night.
Was this your mom's
my
sister?
One of my mother's 7 siblings.
Okay, so this leads in perfectly to one of our stories today, because apparently this analyst at ESPN, Lewis Riddick, he apologized on Monday Night Football last week because he referred to Patrick Mahomes as Pat and Patrick Mahomes' mom. She has got her sons back on this thing because Randy Mahomes, R-A-N-D-I, Randy Mahomes, the mom of Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City, the Chiefs quarterback, expressed her frustration about Monday Night Football announcers referring to her son as Pat And he says, quoting her now, quoting Randy, she said, "If this announcer doesn't stop calling my son Pat, ugh, I may scream." And so Randy wrote on Twitter, she posted it up there, and apparently the ESPN analyst, the former NFL player, Louis Riddick, took the blame and publicly apologized on air during the fourth quarter of the Kansas City game against the Baltimore Ravens. And he said, "Guilty, guilty, guilty." He said that while laughing, his network reported, "I apologize, Patrick." So apparently she doesn't want her son being called Pat because Patrick explained, that Patrick Mahomes explained that his mom's reasoning for preferring he be addressed by his full name, he said, "Hell yeah, mom said I'm Patrick and my dad's Pat. So hopefully we can start calling Patrick to keep her happy because I don't want to hear that tonight." Now, here's the deal. If you name your son Patrick or Pat after your husband, Patrick, there's going to be some confusion there. It's like you can't just keep them separate here. What about George Foreman's or George, what's his name, family that's got all the Georges there?
George Foreman.
Yeah, George Foreman, the Foreman grill, yeah. And so he's every kid is named George.
Five or six Foremans.
Yes, five or six George Foremans. They're all George.
Five or six Georges.
So, I mean, are we in a little too crazy in society right now? I mean,
first of all, getting back to if the mother sanctioned it at birth, why is it not okay now?
Right.
That's all. But here's the other thing. On the other side of that, it doesn't have to be. If she doesn't like it, don't call him Pat. It's just a Patrick. It's Patrick Mahomes. That's what it,
well, most people
that's what
do.
Everybody calls him.
But occasionally, you're probably going to throw in a Pat sometimes. Like, I'm a Mike or a Michael. Somebody says, like Mike? You're like Michael. Call me whatever you like. Just
Mickey,
don't call me late
I
for
call
dinner.
You, I call you Mickey. You know, you love that name. You love that name.
Oh, you've never called me Mickey.
And you like it when we go to a restaurant and you say, "Hey, I'm going to go up and go to the men's room." And when I get halfway, stand up and yell, "Hey, Mickey, bring me back some," you know.
A lot of people used to call me Horn Toad in school. I hated Horn Toad because my last name is Horn, of course.
Horn.
Horn Toad.
That's not very inventive.
Yeah, it's good.
Horn Dog.
I blast into a place. When I come in there, I blast in there.
Horn Dog.
See, there's another one. See, look at that.
Horn Dog.
What did they call you? What nicknames did you have when you were a kid?
Oh, I had all kinds.
What were they? Throw one out at us.
Slammer.
Slammer.
I had that put on my bowling ball.
Slammer?
Slammer.
Now, why did you get the name Slammer?
See, again, I don't know. I don't say, "Hey, I got a nickname for myself. You probably want to use it." I don't do that.
Did you ever ask your mom why she didn't call you John? Because your real name is John Frederick Dreyer.
Because there was my Uncle John, his son Johnny Jr., and the families were close. And my dad said, "I want to call him. I'm going to name him after my brother." So they said, "Okay, John Frederick, we're gonna name him Frederick is the middle name, but he's gonna go by Frederick, not John." So my mom won that one. You can call him John, you can name him John, but we're gonna call him Frederick.
Wow!
So that's how it happened.
So that shows you who was a leader in that family. The mom got it through, but your dad go ahead and name you John Frederick because that's a nice name. That speaks of power. And
it's kingly.
It is. John Frederick.
Frederick is king.
Frederick is king. It really is.
It really is.
See, that's why my name, I always say I don't care. Michael Horn sounds good. It's always two syllables and then one short one. So in your case, Frederick, but you're Frederick Dreyer. That's two and three. That's real stately. You could wear it. In fact, put a crown on. For the rest of the show here, if you could, put a Fred Dreyer. I crown you the John Frederick Dreyer.
Yes.
And you can just sit there in a throne. We'll put a big throne in there, or John, if you prefer John. Yep. We'll put it right there, and you can address the. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you today on the show a special announcement from John Frederick Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, let's hear the announcement.
That's it. Thank you. A king is always thankful. King will thank his constituents, and then they move on.
On King, on you Huskies. That's what I was. Yeah, that was the old Sergeant Preston of the UConn show. Remember that one? You're old enough to remember Sergeant Preston.
Yeah. Yeah,
so anyway, so Patrick Mahomes explained and then kind of giggled with it with a smile. And Patrick, his dad, Pat Mahomes, the former Major League Baseball player, signed a 10-year contract extension in July and ties him to the Chiefs. And so that made a pretty good deal for him to do that. Anyway, so we got a lot to talk about here on the show today. We can take care of all the kind of stuff that we have to do. Patrick explained that this is going to be good. And per ESPN's Adam Schefter, the deal is worth about $450 million over a 10-year period. Could be worth $503 million because Patrick got that extension there. So he's making some good money and taking some good things on that as well. What's that?
I thought it broke down to $50 million a year.
Yeah, I think it's like something like that. Yeah, it's pretty good. $503 million a year, I think.
$500 million a year?
It says $503 million the contract is over the 10 years. So it's about $50 million a year. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
A little over $50
million. God bless. God bless, Pat. Thanks,
all
Pat.
Right. So now we've got some other things to talk about here in the football news for you. But, you know, and we'll get into some of the games last week as we head into this weekend. But the NFL is threatening suspensions now and forfeiture of draft picks if people – on the NFL teams do not wear masks and they have violations.
Uh-huh.
So they sent a memo to all 32 teams indicating that further violations of the league's game day protocols for wearing masks could result in discipline that includes suspensions for forfeitures of draft picks.
Yeah.
It was sent Wednesday from the NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Troy Vincent, and addressed to the team executives, the general managers, the head coaches, the athletic trainers, everybody, and the public relations directors. The memo warns that this lack of compliance creates unnecessary risk to any game day participant. So they're serious about this, Fred.
That's asinine. Why did the Players Association agree to this contract with the NFL deal? It's stupid. Dr. Fauci has already admitted to us several different times that masks do not work. Why is this fact ignored? Why are they pandering to this?
He changed his mind, though. Fauci said that.
He doesn't know what he's talking. Anybody that would do that is an idiot. Fan confidence. You kidding me? This is like government manipulation, and it's ridiculous.
All right, we need some time to analyze this, so we're going to take a short break, come back with more. I'm Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer pumping up, John Frederick Dreyer. You could do a stock market report, and now the business news.
You can call me Johnny.
John Frederick Dreyer. We'll be back with more here in the Sports Lounge.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Got to say hi to some of our great listeners in there who are chiming in on Facebook. Bruce says, love the show. Steve says, who do you like, Fred, in the NBA Finals? What team are you going with here in the Finals?
I'm going with Lakers, probably in six.
Bray says, hi from Boca Raton, Florida. Beverly says, how is everyone? Shannon says, hi, guys. How have you been? How have you been, Fred?
I'm in there. I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
You were going to get Raimundo, my guy, to come by and do a little cleanup around your house. Did that happen?
He sure did. He showed up the last 2 days.
Hey, has he been doing a job?
He did a great job.
Hey, Raimundo's good, and he did a little cleanup at my daughter's house while she was out of town. However, I was doing some painting, and there was a lot of growth near the house, so I asked Raimundo to come over and kind of clear it away a little bit, and Raimundo proceeded to chop the cable cord to the house.
Yeah, once they get going, they can't stop.
They can't. And so I had to sit there forever waiting for the cable experts to come in from Spectrum Cable. And then they got up on the roof and they pulled the thing all the way from the pole instead of just putting it to the house where it was. They went all the way across the roof to the other side. I don't know.
Should never, at the beginning.
They shouldn't be on the roof.
Well, they should never be putting that cable near any type of growth.
Well, there you go.
Tree or anything else for that reason.
So anyway, Shannon wants to know if we're on Sirius XM. Yes, we're on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Talk Radio, and we're on Sirius XM Channel 211 on the weekend Saturdays, 12 noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern.
You always remember that. I have a hard time remembering that.
I know it all. I'll just get it right here.
Well, you write it down on your forearm.
Right up here in the old cranium. Right in the old thing. And by the way, just so you know, I do write this down too, so you know, we're on Periscope, Twitter, Twitch, Roku, Facebook, Tiki Live, the CRN website. So to check all that stuff out, that's where the video runs. And you can soon, hopefully, we've been talking about this for a while. We're trying to get it together a little bit here. We'll be coming your way, hopefully Monday through Friday. We'll maybe move the show down an hour and do it from 3 to 4 Pacific Standard, Pacific Daylight Time, soon to be Pacific Standard. Do you like Daylight Saving Time or Standard Time?
Well, I tell you, you know what I found out in answering that question over the years?
Yeah.
When I think about it, when I realize that when the sun starts going down sooner, I get claustrophobic.
You get claustrophobic?
When you're on daylight savings time and the sun is out and, you know, it's 8:30 and it's still sunny, yeah. You can still hit golf balls at 8:30, 9 o'clock. I like that. But when they turn it back, the sun starts going down around 4:30, 5 o'clock. I don't like that.
So in daylight saving time, you're kind of like in a big stadium, just you. But as soon as it gets into standard time, all of a sudden you're cramped up a little bit.
Well,
it's a little
tight for me.
A little tight in there, so you feel a little claustrophobic. But during daylight saving time, you feel like you're really feeling great and it's can breathe in and there's nobody around you and you got a lot of space, and then standard time comes in.
That's right.
And the next time, you know, it's standard time. People encroaching in your area there a little bit. But, it's still daylight saving time.
I think you got it now.
Breathe nice over there. And then pretty soon, how you doing there, Fred? It's still standard time. Welcome to the show. All right. Hope you were watching on Facebook Live. Otherwise, that made no sense to your radio people. Ooh, so what do you think about this suspension thing? We just kind of touched on it.
This is asinine. It's just stupid. Why would you make a rule saying that all non-football people on the sideline, coaches and all that, why should they have to wear masks when the players who were standing right and intermingling
next to each other,
standing next to each other, piled up on the field, don't have to do that? I don't get it. Now, when they come out and they say, we really mean it, to the tune of anybody caught
wearing the mask,
you know, in non-compliance.
Yeah, what's the fine?
We're going to fine you draft choices. We're going to really get mean now, and we're going to do something very competent, and that's take players away from you. Take draft picks away from you. And it's stupid. It's just stupid. It doesn't need to be. This is what I call this the government manipulation encroachment because they can. Government does stuff because they can. This is one of those things where they don't say, you know something, use your own judgment. They don't say that. Government never says use your own judgment.
Well, that's true, and when you talk about it here, like there was, a couple of weeks ago, the five coaches, Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks, Kyle Shanahan of the 49ers, Vic Fangio, is that
Fangio,
right, of the Broncos, Sean Payton of the Saints, John Gruden of the Raiders, each of those guys were fined $100,000 for failing to properly maintain their faces covered with their face masks during the week three games. And then each of the franchises, the teams themselves, also docked $250,000 as part of the discipline. And now the NFL, the league itself, is threatening suspensions, forfeiture of draft picks for mask-wearing violations. Now, and you used to hang out with this guy when you played with the Rams. You went over to USC and hung out there.
Not when I played with the Rams. Marlon McKeever and I used to go over there, and when Pete was at USC, and we'd see him on Mondays and have lunch with him over there
with Pete Carroll
at the big go around over there, you know, but it doesn't make any difference. I mean, you know, Pete says here, he said, I had a guy on the sideline actually reminding me, put your mask on. And I was told, and I just got caught up in the heat of the game, and I just didn't do it. And so I guess I deserve to pay $100,000. I don't. I'd be squawking like hell.
I would, too.
This is stupid.
Yeah, you know, Pete Carroll says he was reminding me the whole time. He even changed masks at halftime to find one that worked better. Sometimes you've got to get coached up. Sometimes you have to admit that you screwed up and have got to do it better. So he's I get it. He's caving in with the wearing the mask routine. I wear the mask when I go out just because I believe it's respectful to do so. But I hate it. I can't stand it.
You know, respect is trying to live the truth for all concerned. I have a mask, two or three in my bag and in my car glove compartment. I have those things there so I can comply to get through daily life, to get through it, so I'm not pinpointed by some pinhead that says, you have to wear your mask right now. Put your mask on right now. You know, I've had people tell me that. You know, I'm in a parking lot going into a...
Yeah, you get gasoline. They tell you to put the mask on.
It's unbelievable, and it's so infuriating. You know, you just want
to string
them up.
You know, you get gas, even go like to Costco and get gas, and you're more than six feet away from everybody, but now they got signs up saying wear your mask. I forgot one time, this was like months ago, and the guy came over and says, hey, you got a mask? I said, yeah, oh yeah, I forgot. Let me put it on. Because you forget sometimes. You jump out of the car.
No kidding.
And so
it's not natural to wear a mask?
Yeah, and you get panicked a little bit. I go in, if I'm driving a different car, like I have a couple of masks put into the glove box or whatever, and I go, oh my gosh, I don't have any in this car. Can I not get out? Oh yeah, I put a couple in. You got to put masks everywhere. Put them in your back pocket. Wear them with you at all times so you can pop a mask on when you need it.
Yeah.
So they're saying at the NFL, and I'm quoting here now, this is the Vincent character here, Troy Vincent, he's head of football operations for the NFL, says if we were to play a full and uninterrupted season, we all must remain committed to our efforts to mitigate the risk of transmission of the virus. That's what the memo reads. Yeah. He says, inconsistent adherence to a health and safety protocol such as wearing face coverings and observing physical distancing requirements will put the 2020 season at risk.
Or you could not play at all. If you didn't play at all, then you'd be faced with, oh, gee, maybe we should play. And then in order to make some more money, we'll just write up a contract with the players stating that if you don't do what we tell you, we're going to fine you. And that's what they did.
Yeah,
and
they did.
And the players went along with it. And the idiot coaches, what's the simplest thing you have to do as a coach? Stand there on the sideline with your clipboard and your helper that tells you, watch out for the cable, coach. You're too close to the sideline, coach. Coach, it's third down, not second down. You know, you've got guys that will tell you that. And this guy apparently told Pete Carroll and the other coaches, you should put your mask on, you're going to get fined. You got to put your mask on, you're going to get fined. Coach Pete, put your mask on, you're going to get fined. And once you do that, You fall into going along with the government manipulation. You know, you agree for the consequence. What's the consequence? $100,000 if you don't have your mask, and $250 per team.
Per team,
and they can take away draft choices.
Yeah, that's pretty serious stuff. So something to watch when you're watching football here on the weekend is just see who's wearing their mask and who isn't. You know, is to bag them up a little bit. Baseball seems to be keeping their masks on in the dugout, but then sometimes you go in the dugout and they all got their masks off in baseball.
Didn't they have a rule? They said, we're going to come back, we're going to play baseball, going to play a limited set of games, 60 games probably, but we're going to make all the players in the dugout sit up in the stands.
Yeah, they said
they're
that.
They're not doing that.
They're staying in the
dugout. They just decided arbitrarily, we don't have to do that, do we? I mean, the disease, the symptoms isn't real. It's kind of died down, so we really don't have to follow the rules.
They're not following that rule.
Yeah, so what about the mask? Well, you know, Fauci said that the masks really don't have that much of an effect.
Then he changed his mind and said
Then he changed it back.
Yeah. Well, you know what happened, though? There weren't any seats available because all those cardboard people came down and bought all the freaking good seats that were left in the stadium. That's why if you watch a regular player, they're out in center field talking to the outfielders or something because there's no good seats left. All the cardboard fans bought them out.
Yeah, well,
I saw one cardboard fan, by the way, pass out, and I saw a cardboard doctor come and carry him out there, so they got hit with a foul ball. All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. That's what you got to watch in the background there now during cardboard time. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers, like Bosch Icon Wiper Blade, save $8 per pair, and earn double O'Rewards points. Online or in-store, get $5 for every 150 points you earn. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Free All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horlon, the one and only Fred Dreyer. By the way, Bruce is saying Frederick Flintstone. When he was putting on airs, he would be known as Frederick Flintstone. As you were saying, you are a Frederick Dreyer, John Frederick Dreyer. I think John Frederick Dreyer, if you decide you want to leave the sports scene here and do your own nightly newscast.
Yeah, I probably will.
You could be a Now, the Evening News with John Frederick Dreyer. That's class. People would listen to anything you say.
Do you think I should change my
John Frederick Dreyer
diction?
I think you should change your name. I don't know about your diction.
Well, no. But should I, if I'm going to be known as John Frederick Dreyer, shouldn't I have a specific way of enunciating the news?
And now the news with John Frederick Dreyer.
Yeah.
How would you open it if he was, and now the evening news with John Frederick Dreyer?
Yeah. With yours truly, John Frederick Dreyer.
That's the way to do it. It's really good.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, you were watching football last week, and you and I handicapped the games. What were we? I think we were like 10-5. Not bad. Respectable.
No, we lost 6 games.
That was a push. So I took it as a credit.
Well.
Because whether you picked Atlanta or whether, what was it? A tie? Was it Chicago? Who was it, the tie game? Cincinnati, Chicago? What was it? I forget which one. Anyway, yeah, it's a push. Yeah. Anyway, the former NFL All-Pro, Andre Rison, is talking to TMZ Sports, and he says he wants to replace Dan Quinn as the head man in Atlanta. You had some problems with Dan Quinn as a coach.
Am I correct? I still do.
Well, what are the problems?
I mean, I don't have any problem if they don't have a problem. But when someone says, we haven't won a game yet, and you're going into week 4, I'd say, well, you got a problem with the quarterback, and you got a problem with the head coach. You've blown. They were ahead. They played 3 games. They should be 2-1, and they're 0-3. So, how you pretend to correct mistakes, it tells a lot about if you have a good staff or not.
Exactly.
So, and they don't. I've seen them. Let's not forget something. Let's not forget that Dan Quinn and was his name Ryan?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
quarterback?
Yeah,
Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan, yeah.
Yeah. They blew a 26-point lead in the Super Bowl to the Pats. Yeah, I got the name in Pat. To the New England Pats.
The Patriots right there.
Yes. Yep. And then they've blown a lot of other games.
Yeah, well, I think it'd be good. So that's John Frederick Dreyer giving you all this information.
Uh-huh.
This is good. Shannon likes John Frederick Dreyer. John from Oxford, UK says this is a great name. Nothing wrong with John. Shannon, Fred Dreyer for president. John Frederick Dreyer for president. Paul wants, I got a question for you. He wants to know, was Phil Sims an easy sack?
Neighbor Paul?
Neighbor Paul wants to know.
Well, some of these quarterbacks, you know, like Craig Morton from Dallas.
Yeah.
I you know, I used to, we used to sack him pretty good. And
you took him out on a regular basis, Craig Morton? What, did he have a phobia when he saw you come up?
You'd drag him off the bench, then sack him, and then drag him back.
Before the game started, you'd sack him a couple of times, loosen him up?
Yeah, just to make me feel better anyway.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's I used to call him the totem pole.
Why?
Because he was stuck to the ground like a totem pole. He couldn't move.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. My neighbor Paul called me this week and depressed me, and we would be remiss if we didn't talk about it. But our good buddy of the show, Jay Johnstone, one of my favorite Dodgers of all time, number 21, one of just the greatest guys, passed away last weekend. And just 76 years of age, and so sad to see him go. He was a fun guy, did radio and TV afterwards, and played, I think, 9 teams. And that's why I always thought he was the ultimate guy to do a sports talk show, because he's like the hometown fan. He played on the Angels and the Dodgers. He played on the San Diego Padres, the St. Louis Cardinals. He played for Oakland, Chicago White Sox, and the Chicago Cubs. And he played for the Yankees, 5, 6, 7, 8. And one more he played for. I think the Cardinals. Phillies. He played
Kansas
for the Phillies.
City Royals.
I think he played for the Phillies also. He was on the Phillies. Yeah, there you go.
Throw them in there, too.
But what a great guy. I love him. He will be missed.
Yeah, he was a good one.
Now, Leslie, we got some email here. You can email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, not John Frederick Dreyer. In this case, it's Fred, F-R-E-D. There's your Fred.
I may correct that now. He's that I think about
Fred's
it.
Mom. And then Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, like Charlie Robert Nancy, crntalk.com. She says, I've been watching a lot of Hunter on YouTube during the past month, and it gets better with age, like a fine wine.
I agree with you. I think there's things that do get better because you always compare them to the contemporary times. I think our shows... the way we interpret police work in Los Angeles is the best, and it's better than the storylines that are being written today. They're all political. The storylines are political, and
they are political now.
Very political.
A lot of them.
And well, the culture's over politicized, but we have. We just have good guys and bad guys, cops and robbers.
Nico, going along with that, says, Hi, Mr. Fred. Loved watching the Hunter movies 11 years ago. I realized I had a dream to buy a beautiful 1978 Dodge Monaco, since you're talking about those days on Hunter. Keep in mind, I was about 13 years old, but living in Italy, it was unthinkable to have one. Hugs from Nico in Verona, Italy, who listens to the show and sent this email to you, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. There it is, Fred. The 78 Dodge Monaco. This is, tell us about that thing. You just soup it up a little bit, give it a little more power.
Well, there was several different cars. There were stunt cars. There were regular camera cars that you used, you know, they were actually functional. They had a radio in them and a back seat and so forth and so on. And there was other cars that you used as chase cars, where this is, you know, the second unit guy, the stunt guy, would get in behind the wheel and just burn rubber all over the place and chase a bad guy, and then jump it. He would jump a car. We had them jump the L.A. River here one day.
Really?
Yeah. And they were big, sturdy suckers, boy. And they could go. Had a 440 with a four-barrel and a positive traction rear end. And, man, these things would just blast down the road. And of course, the directors would always say, Now, Fred, here's what we want to do in the scene. It's very important that you listen. It's very important that you don't go too fast here around this corner. I say, yeah, okay. So I get in the car, and then, of course, I always burn rubber around the corner. And it was very cinematic, but it was not good for the shot. So I had a lot of fun in the car, and I almost bought one of the cars.
You wanted to put, like, those shocks that make the go up and down in the front and back.
Yeah,
you were going
to
put all
no,
that in.
No, I wanted the hip-hop wagon. That's what I wanted to do.
Did you have a lot of radio
in
there?
I still may do it.
Yeah, well, once you and McCall, once you got the after hours, I just crank the radio up, play some 50s tunes.
Yeah, just drive around, just bounce all over the place.
Speaking of you and McCall, there's another. We got another one this week. This came from Pam. Says, "Hi, Mr. Dreyer. Found this great photo of you and Miss Kramer, Stephanie Kramer, taking a break from filming, deep in conversation, maybe around 1990, she's thinking. Interesting, too, because it shows some of the technical side and the long hours needed to shoot a super successful series like Hunter. Always loved your signature white socks, but admit you usually she wasn't admiring your feet first. But these white socks didn't appear on camera. Am I right? Is that correct?
No, there's not signature. I make a correction. I wore those periodically when I was on my feet all day or doing something, stunt work, where I was running. You know, if you wear thin socks that you would wear with a suit and hard shoes, you would tear your feet up. So you have to wear socks that fit the shoes, and I would wear these shoes that were a half a size smaller than normal.
Why?
Because I would tighten them down. It's a football thing, you know.
I was going to ask you when you dress up, what kind of socks do you use when you're playing football?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, do you use thicker socks, thinner socks? What do you use when you're putting your shoes on for the game or something? You want a nice tight feel around.
Yeah,
I wear
two pairs of socks.
Two
pairs of socks, and I wear a pair of Adidas spot belts. I had a pair of spot belts that were just really great.
Adidas,
that fit great. And I played in, I think it was in Cleveland, in the mud and the rain, and it ruined the shoes. They all got stretched out. But the point is, this shoe was a size too small for me, and the socks filled out the difference, and it really made my feet feel good, supported my feet while I was standing on my feet.
So when you were doing your show, and you would wear this, and then the camera would not catch the white socks. They would shoot just from the knee up or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. And he would say, okay, the director would say, okay, run from there to there to there. We have you on long shot, and we're going to cut you right just below the waist, between the thigh, knee, and the waist, and you'll never see the white socks, so we don't have to worry about it.
All right, there you have it. That's pretty good stuff that you have there. Other fan mail here. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Dr. Hal Levy says, I've said it before, my favorite player of all time, and the fact he isn't in the Hall is criminal. They want you in the Hall of Fame, Fred.
Well, that's a very nice thing to want for somebody.
Right.
But I think that time has passed. You know, I wasn't in enough Pro Bowls and enough All-Star games. We had just a load of great football players in defensive ends and linemen in my era. You know, today they play 4 or 5 people at each position. They rotate them in because of the coverages. And so none of those players today played as many downs as I played, but we had some great defensive ends in the era that I played, so it was very competitive.
Shannon is saying, she says, wants to know how tall you are. She likes the whole John Frederick drive, but how tall are you?
John Frederick is 6.5 feet tall.
6.5, 6 feet 6, huh?
Yes.
You're a tall. I got to look up to you when I see you. You're amazing. You really are.
Yeah, but don't get too close.
But Shannon says I'm amazing. She says I make the show fun. That's because you're always so serious. By the way, Shannon was married to Adam Wainwright, and she said his dad passed away. But I hear a lot about the Cardinals, famous Cardinal pitcher, right?
Adam Wainwright Senior.
I don't know if senior, junior, whatever. She said his dad must be senior. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wow, that's too bad, yeah.
So anyway, people like you in white socks, they like the tight pants, and they wanted to know if you ever drove the Green Machine, if that was one of those cars that you drove.
What do you mean?
She says, wait, you never drove the Green Machine on Hunter? I'm shocked. Did you have a green car, a green machine?
Those cars, those satellites were green.
Yeah, there you go, the green
machine.
So
I drove those.
So you drove those cars.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Want to email Fred? Email him, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. By the way, Tana says you can always come to Canada. We'll be happy to have you here. Unfortunately, you can't because I don't believe they allow American passports across the border due to Dr. Fauci's COVID-19
statements. Yeah, yeah, I'm really up a creek when it comes to trying to get to Canada right now.
Yeah, I do like Canada. I like Canadians. It's a boot time.
I like him too.
You like it too. All right, we're going to take a quick break coming up to wrap things up here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us here at CRN Sports Byline, Sirius XM, Channel 211. Thanks for joining us.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-608-1429, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-608-1429 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-608-1429. That's 800-608-1429. 800-608-1429.
And we're back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us. Jeff says, hello, Mr. Dreyer. I'm a huge fan. I know I can
Thank
go
you.
On Amazon for the
Thank
Hunter
you very
series.
Much.
Where can I pick up some other movies in the rest of the Hunter series? I appreciate any info you can provide. They sell them, don't they, the DVDs of the Hunter series? Do they?
What's the NBC store?
The new streaming service.
Yeah.
Peacock Network.
They have all that stuff. I have no idea how to get that stuff.
Kristen wants to know, hi, Fred, are you thrilled that Buffalo is in first place?
I'm not thrilled.
You're not? Why?
Well, there's no reason for me to be. I feel smart because I picked them to do well this year.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they'd beat the Rams, but that was a fluke type of a play on the last play of the game.
By the way, Shannon says her aunt was married to Bill Wainwright, who passed away. That's Adam Wainwright's dad.
Oh.
Adam Wainwright was a Dodger killer. I remember he used to
Well, he's still
Dodge.
Playing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's something else.
He's still with the Cardinals, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Well, he's playing right now. He's playing against San Diego.
Yeah, well.
We should go see what he's doing.
Let's see what's happening. Maybe not.
We should wish him good luck.
That series is long
gone. I hope they
gone.
Beat San Diego.
That series is long gone, I got to tell you. All right, we got to get out of here. I want to remind you, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Get him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email us. Very important. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We're here every week at this time. Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Also, of course, our good friends at Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick's channel. Increase our shows. Hopefully we will. And now some final thoughts from the legend himself, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, I still think of myself as Fred Dreyer, but I can't wait to become John Frederick Dreyer.
John Frederick Dreyer and the news.
That's right. Here now, the news with John Frederick Dreyer.
All right, see y'all next week. And what kind of car do you drive now, somebody wants to know. You got that Chrysler, right?
I've got that 2010 Chrysler 300, and it's a beauty. Black on black in black.
Coming to your town soon. Be looking for it.